Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, sunny good summer morning today. And that music being played is being played by Tony Salvatore and Rubetti. A little jingle for me. This is Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Today we have a nice little discovery I'd like to share with you. Band, they're just out with their second CD, Note to Self. The name of the band is Hillary. But I think I should introduce you by way of one of their songs right now. So why don't we just go to For the Moment.
Thank you.
was that. And I believe that's from the new CD, yes, Note to Self, the Hillary Step. Online now. Let me see if the mic's open. Are you there, Rob?
I'm here.
Rob Schiffman, yay!
Yay!
That was a very nice song. And but that was you solo, am I correct?
It is me with the band, although I have to say on the album I am mostly the band. Instrumentally I pretty much play everything. But the backup singer is there's a couple of backup singers in there. The woman is Annie Schiffman, who's actually my wife. And
lucky you.
Yeah, and my songwriting partner also singing backup on there, John Rothstein.
Yes. Yes, that is John Rothstein, who we're not forgetting. This is Rob Schiffman, who I'm talking to. Hi,
yes.
In the guest room. So in the chat room, we already have Betty Jo Tucker. Oh, you have another radio show listening to you. Hi,
all
Betty
right.
Jo from Real Talk Radio, and congratulations to Betty Jo on her book. I think, Betty, don't be mad at me. It's Confessions of a Movie Addict. I always stumble over the words. I believe going to Kindle and hitting number one. So congrats, Betty. All right. She says, great music to you, Rob. So this is, all right, let's get a little history here because my audience doesn't know you, and we're going to play some of your songs in and out of the show. So now the Hillary Step, I'll tell you, I was intrigued, so I went and looked it up, and it was on Sir Edward Hillary. Is this what you're basing the name of? Yes. And the route, the 40-foot rock climb route he took up Mount Everest, I believe.
Exactly. It's the Hillary Step is actually the last sort of perilous strip of ice and rock before you hit the peak. It's like this little precipice that you got to get over before you get to the top.
And so how did you, or was it you or you and John come up with this name?
Well, actually it was there was sort of a previous iteration of the Hillary Step, which then the band broke up and then reformed to the band that it is now. But the old band was the one that came up with the name, and was one of those things where we had gone through a number of names and we weren't happy with them. Originally, we were actually Urban Badlands, and then we became, briefly, we were the Chaos Factor, which you can tell after listening to For the Moment has nothing to do with our music at all. And then we knew we needed a new name. We made a list of names, and I had actually suggested the Hillary Step, but when we first went through it, we all blew it off. Met several times, coming up with more and more names, just weren't happy. Finally, we thought, let's go back to our first list, and we all seemed to dig it. So
the Hillary Step is comprised of, let's give them the names of the people. Okay.
Well, right now, the core, John Rothstein and I are the songwriters and lead vocalists of the Hillary Step. And as I said on the album, pretty much all the instruments are me. But when we play live, we have a guy named Ala DeVries who plays the drums, Eric March who plays keyboard, and Rachel Dart who sings backing vocals with us and does percussion.
Okay, well, you seem to be the driving force behind it.
I think I am. Yeah.
The feeling.
Yeah, John and I work closely together to keep it moving, and then probably on a musical level, I'm the driving force.
There's always, in a band, there's one more than the other. Would you consider yourself that? The one like, let's do this, come on, we got to get this together, we got to do this, we got to do that? Is that you?
I think so. Although, I would split it up, because I think that there are levels on the business side that John is more the guy, and on the musical side, probably more I'm the guy.
So let me ask you this. Does the Hillary Step play as a duo?
We do, actually. We play as a duo every now and then, and we also play as a trio every now and then, where it's the three vocalists and then me on the guitar and John plays the bass. When we play live, John plays bass.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you almost, from your photos, and you can go to their website, which is www.thehillarystep.com. And you can see photos there. You remind me of a comedy group a little bit when I first saw your photos.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Do you do any comedy in your music?
It's funny. It's funny that you say that, because as well as being a professional musician, I'm also a professional comedy improviser. That's really where I make most of my money.
That's my first love.
Yeah, comedy improv is where, you know, is really where most of my time is spent and most of my income is made. And within that, actually, probably my specialty is as a comedy improviser with music, a music improviser. I perform with a couple of groups that specialize in that kind of thing.
Chicago City Limits is one, I think.
Chicago City Limits is one, and then the other one is a group called Broadway's Next Hit Musical, for which I'm a producer and director.
Are you? All right, now I'm going to say that again. Broadway's Next Big Musical. Okay, I see you all the time on my listings. Now I'll check you out.
Yeah, it's actually Broadway's Next Hit Musical. You can go to broadwaysnexthitmusical.com. But the funny thing is that so those are all comedy songs being made up in the moment. But when I sit down and actually try to write a funny song, it never works. I have to improvise it in order for it to be funny.
And that's interesting, too. Rob, I too have a background in improvisational comedy and music through a group called the First Amendment.
Oh, yeah, I know First Amendment.
Yes, you know all. We know the same people.
Absolutely.
Tom Carosa, Joe Purse. All
sure.
The same. Yes, and I know Linda Gelman from Chicago City Limits. We've been in, but improvising music is my first love, and that's how I write a lot of my music. Starts as an improv and ends up a song.
Yeah.
So it's interesting with that. Do you find that now? Is it harder because now you're getting serious with your music, and in improv you're about having fun and just getting the right tone set. So
exactly.
Is it harder to sit and say I'm going to write a serious song now? What are the constraints?
It's a different process, certainly, but I think what's interesting is that the more that I've done it, the more I'm actually relying on improvisation as well.
Oh,
in the sense that when I'm improvising, you know, at Chicago City Limits or with Broadway's Next Hit Musical, somebody's playing the piano and I'm making up melodies and lyrics, and I find that when I'm doing that, my melodies tend to be a lot more fun and playful and interesting, for lack of a better word, than when I'm sitting writing. Because when I'm writing a song, it's me making up a melody, but it's also me playing the instrument. And so those two start to intermingle in such a way that sometimes that actually limits the way that I'll sing, because I'm also the person playing. So what I find is that if I can... Sometimes what I'll do is I'll come up with a guitar part and I'll record it, and then I'll sing against it so that I can be free because I'm not actually playing the guitar while I'm creating the melody. And all of a sudden, I'm able to improvise a bit more, and I'll just even sort of make up what I call mush lyric, just kind of fake sound, some things that feel like they have a little bit of words in them here, maybe they don't here, maybe it's more just syllables, you know, whatever kind of feels right. And then from there, I'll sort of look at it and go, what is this thing that I'm creating? Trying to sort of find it organically. And I find that that really is a process that's conducive to more organic and kind of fun work. But then other times it's more typical where it's like I get a lyric in my head and I'll write from that, or I come up with a cool guitar lick or whatever, you know.
Oh, interesting. So did you start? Now let's go back before you even started the band. What were your beginnings and your steps to where you are now? Lead us into that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I started playing piano at the ripe old age of 4, so I played piano all through through grade school and high school, and it wasn't until I was like 16 or 17 that I picked up guitar. And I played that constantly. And, you know, I remember finding a bass at some point and started playing that all the time. And it wasn't until, it was high school, I probably started writing my first. I was always the kind of kid that, you know, I when I would sit down to practice piano, my classical piano, I would do that for a few minutes, but then end
you
up
play piano. Oh, that's right. You play piano because you improvise. Classical.
Well, that's how I learned, you know, it's classical. But I would always just sit there and, like, play classical piano for a few minutes and then dive into just trying to find cool chords on the piano and, like, trying to play songs that I knew. And eventually started writing. And John, my songwriting partner, and I actually went to grade school together.
Oh,
we've known each other since second grade. We started writing, I guess it was after college. We kind of got together and said, let's write. I think I had an idea for a song and called him and said, you want to help me with this? And it's just sort of...
I just want to say his name. That's John Rothstein. Is that correct?
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. And it just kind of developed from there. We started writing more and more. We actually got a job working together at a performing arts camp or school, camp/school in Colorado in the summers, and were hired to write music for a couple of musicals out there.
All right. Let me just and so you let's okay. We're going to stop at musicals because we have a caller on the line, and I believe
Wonderful.
They get a free CD. Hold on.
They do get a free CD.
Hello, caller. Hello, where are you, caller? Come back on. Did I have you on? Caller, are you there?
I'm on. I can hear you.
All right. Who's this, please?
I'm Marilyn Schiffman.
Oh, Marilyn Schiffman. Any relation,
yes.
Marilyn?
Yes.
What do you want to do for a CD?
I just am such a fan. Rob is my stepson, and I adore him, and I adore his group. And I just really wanted to listen to what he had to say, and that's all. So.
So you would highly recommend this show, then. Is that right, Mom?
I know. It's not fair for me to take up the time with the call, and because I do adore them.
Well,
but,
now I've got you on the line. Did you think he was going to be a musical prodigy when he was little?
Yes. I didn't think he would go into pop. Because his father is very seriously classical, his mother is very seriously classical, but he did go into pop, and they lovingly support him in anything he does, and I think they are fabulous parents.
Well, there you go. You heard it from Mrs. Schiffman herself. And should everybody run out and get Note to Self right away?
Absolutely. I play it in my car all the time, and I just love it.
Thank you, Mrs. Schiffman, for being a guest. Terrific.
Thanks,
Mom.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my favorite call-in. Oh, wait, yeah. We got whoa, everybody's calling in when they heard free CD. All right, let me see here. We've got another caller coming in from 718. Let's see. Hello, you're on the line. This is Comedy Concepts. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Dr. Ted Rothstein, orthodontist, Brooklyn, New York. How you doing?
We're getting all the parents calling in.
That's all the parents calling in, okay.
All right, well, great. I want to hear The Only Thing if you're playing it, or I can play it for you.
Oh, no, I'll see what I have here. We're going to play four songs, don't worry. And do you highly recommend the Hillary Steps?
Without any doubt, they're the best that ever existed.
There you have it from our orthodontist in where? Located
Brooklyn.
Where?
Brooklyn Heights, New York, downtown Brooklyn.
And that was Dr. Rothstein?
Dr. Ted Rothstein, you got
Dr.
it.
Dr. Ted Rothstein in Brooklyn Heights. If you're looking for an orthodontist, any of you future singers, here's the place to go.
Nobody,
all right.
Nobody, you know, nobody does it better. That's
all
me.
Right. Let me see what relative we have next online.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going next, okay. Thank you.
Should I hang on or should I say goodbye?
Say goodbye. There we go. Okay, next. Hello. Are you there? 917? They must be listening to the show. Oh, they'll come back. Okay. Wait a minute.
Oh,
I've got a 212. You're popping off the charts here. Hold on. Hello? You're on the air?
Hi. It's Mona.
Mona?
Yes, Rob. Hi. It's Mona Finston. I work with Rob, actually.
Oh,
Not related, but I just wanted to add to some of the things you've been saying. He is the most amazing teacher. And a real social director. He is so well-versed in so many things. And I just wanted to put that out there in addition
to
being...
Do you highly recommend the new CD out?
Oh, I love it. And I heard it in its early incarnation as well. And it's just grown so much. It's a fabulous album.
Well, thank you, Mona. Thank you very much. And you can get that CD at www.thehillarystep.com. Thank you, Mona.
Thanks, Mona. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We've had another call. Well, I've never had this many calls at once. All right, here we go. 917, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Are you there? Speak up. 917, last digits 22. Oh, well, we'll come back to them, Rob. Okay.
All right.
Let's see who else we have here. Oh, well, I know this one. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Comedy Concepts?
Oh, hi, it's Betty Jo Tucker from Real Talk Radio. You've got a radio
yes,
show calling
is.
In. Do you
well,
have a question
you,
for Rob?
Yes, I just wanted to mention, Nancy, that, well, you know that I'm a big fan of your work, and especially the improvisational work that you do. And then when I heard that I was going to get to talk with someone who can do improvisational music and comedy all at the same time, I thought I wasn't going to pass up that opportunity. So hi.
Now, Rob, wait, let me just, Rob, Betty is an aficionado on Real Talk Radio of everything movies. So she knows movie music inside and out. And I think his music would be very good for movies.
Oh, I can hardly wait to hear it. You know, thank you for letting me know about the Hillary Stamp. Because
and you
I
want
hadn't
a
heard...
CD. You want a CD.
I did win a CD.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Yes.
I can
right.
hardly wait.
So what's
hardly
your question,
wait.
Betty? I'll get your
well,
info later. Okay.
Well, I was just wondering if your guest has a preference. I mean, if he had to choose between doing improvisational music and improvisational comedy, which one would it be and why?
That's a great question, Betty. Definitely improvisational music. I feel like in doing improv, when I often tell my students that I feel like music improv is sort of the king of improv. It's there's nothing as fun. And the thing is that it encapsulates all the elements that are important of regular improv, you know, in terms of listening and sort of immediate acceptance of ideas and justification, all those wonderful things that make regular improvisation happen. It's sort of that times 10 when you're doing music. And, you know, just the fun of sharing the creation of a song with somebody, there's nothing like it. It's a total pleasure.
That's a very good answer, and I'm in awe of anyone who can do anything with music, because I love music. I do have rhythm, but I can't read notes, and when I sing, they call me One Note Betty, so I kind of try
God,
to stay.
Her book has gone number one to Kendall, so that's all that matters in life.
Well, you are so nice, Nancy, to say that, but actually, we were number, Confessions of a Movie Addict, the Kendall edition, was number two for about 3 days, you know, when we launched it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we'll be back to number one.
We couldn't, you know who was number one? You know who was number one? Roger Ebert with Your Movie Sucks, and how can you beat that title?
Well,
I don't know.
Thank you, and listen to Betty Jo on Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk Radio.
Betty,
thank you,
sure,
Betty. Go ahead.
Make sure to drop us an email, Betty, at www.thehillarystep.com so we can tell you about, you know, music improv classes and fun things like that, and also so we can get you your free CD.
Well, I'll do that, and thank you very much, and keep up your wonderful work. Both of you. You two should do something together, too.
We may. We'll see.
We may.
Great.
That would be wonderful.
All right. And
thanks,
I want to play some more music.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you
bye-bye.
For calling. Oh, by the way, Betty Jo called in all the way from Colorado. Just so
wow.
You know.
We're in Colorado, Betty.
Pueblo, Colorado, just about 2 hours south of Denver. Well, you know it because you did some work at camps in Colorado, right?
That's right, in Steamboat Springs.
Wow. Betty
oh, yeah, beautiful.
Knows this stuff.
Beautiful up there. Well, I won't take up any more
thank
of your
you,
time.
Betty.
I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, and I'll
yes,
be very eager to hear the CD.
Okay,
all
great.
All right, excellent.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, wait, I got it. Oh, don't hang up. I was just going next to you, the person. All right. Are you there? Oh, okay, 478. Oh, they just left. All right. Well, we're still here. Okay. All right. Let's get to a song before another caller calls in.
All right.
All right. That's a real compliment that she called you. Wow.
Wonderful.
Betty Jo. Let's see. What did I play? Next up is Answers. All right.
All right.
Meaning of
I could take credit for that piano. That's one of the few guests on the album that was actually a player named Dee Jackson, who is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, interesting. We had some, during the song, we had callers come on and go off. If I don't get to them right away, just so you know, there was a couple. 516 number. Somebody in Long Island called, call back. You just got to give me a chance to get to the line. But that was very nice. Now, let me... I would be remiss as a wife if we didn't mention a little more about your wife and her contribution to this band.
Yes, absolutely. She is Annie is a wonderful singer. She's also a comedy improviser. She and I worked together at Chicago City Limits.
I think we must have worked together somewhere along the line because I don't know if you've ever done any of Tom Soder's jams or...
Yeah, I used to do the jam all the time, not for years, but I used to do it all the time.
Oh, okay, that's how I know you then. I perform with Tom Soder, and Tom Carroza and I were in the First Amendment, so I know we've performed together. But it is my first love, Betty Jo. I know you're still listening. She's still in the chat room. It is my first love. Musical improvisation is one of the most freeing things. And now here you've gone, and you've got this new CD, Note to Self, the Hillary Step. And actually, can they buy, if they buy two CDs, how does that work? You have another CD. What was your first CD's name?
Yeah, our first CD is called Knee Deep in Giants. We made that years and years ago. It's wonderful. When Dr. Ted Rothstein was on, he was requesting a song from it, actually a song called The Only Thing, which is his favorite.
I don't think I have.
No, you don't have that one.
Dr. Rothstein, the best orthodontist in Worthy in Brooklyn. I don't have that one, but
that's okay. That's all right. So Annie is a wonderful singer, and it was such a pleasure to be able to.
And that's how you met?
We met through Chicago City Limits, actually.
She was performing, and you were playing the instruments, or?
No. I actually don't play instruments at Chicago City Limits. I perform as an actor.
Oh, my gosh, what a talent they are. You're like a quadruple threat.
it's fun, actually. I got into improv, in high school and college, I did it all as an actor. I never did music for it. But when I graduated college and came to New York, I got an audition for Chicago City Limits as their music director. So I started there as a musician and was there for 3 or 4 years. Maybe even longer, doing that on the piano. But then I slowly but surely moved to outside of the piano, being up on the stage performing as an actual improviser, actor. And that's really what I do in improv now. I still teach music improv, and I'll play when I teach. And every now and then I'll get hired to come in and play someone's show. But for the most part, I'm out front performing as an actor.
Oh,
and if you like...
If you like
music improv, you got to come check out Broadway's Next Hit Musical.
And does that have a website as well?
Yeah, it's the same. It's Broadway'sNextHitMusical.com.
.com, okay, yes. Let me see, what I'm having... Well, I want to get in all the songs. We have 13 minutes left, so let me get in another song because these are all so good. All right, so far we've had... My switchboard is that we had, that was Answers that I just, was that Answers I just played?
That was Answers.
All right, so why don't we go to What Are We Waiting For? Next.
God, this actually features John Rothstein.
Okay, John Rothstein.
I'm not a young man and you are not old. Time keeps on moving as seasons unfold. As winters turn summer and summers turn cold. We are all moments that should have been spent clearing the meanings of all that we meant. And someday we'll wonder where all the time went. Someday we'll be gone. Someday we'll wish we had said more. Someday we'll be gone. So what are we waiting for? As the bad things you did, flooding my anger like points on the grid. Sometimes I see through the eyes of a man, knowing that you did the best that you can. Love doesn't always go as you plan. Someday we'll be gone. Someday will remain untold. You are the sword and the shield in my soul. Till then I'll keep on keeping my scores, winning by losing my childish wars, knowing there's no laugh that's better than yours. Someday we'll be gone. Someday we'll wish we had said more. Someday we'll be gone. So what are we waiting for? Someday we'll be gone. Someday we'll wish we had said more. Someday we'll be gone. So what are we waiting for?
Both of you singing, right?
Yeah, John was singing the lead on that, and I was singing backup.
And you were singing, oh, well, interesting. All right, John, I would have liked to talk to you too, John. That's okay. He's working.
Out and about today, although he was maybe possibly going to call in, but who knows?
Oh, yes, okay. Well, yeah, that might have been him calling in. We had all these numbers that during the that dropped. If any of his numbers were 212?
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple. We had three dropped ones, but they just couldn't wait. I'm sorry. They should call
back.
That's
right. That's okay. They were running out to the record store to buy the new CD.
They were running out. Oh, yes. And the chat room is alive and hopping. We have guests in there. They're just being quiet with no questions. But so that was a very nice song. You know, what I was picturing when I was hearing that song, I was picturing like, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but like some teen TV show.
Absolutely. Listen,
you know,
I'm
the background music. What was that called? It used to be the high school that was at
90210.
Yeah, well, yes. But not one of the high schools, but it was out of Canada. But it was like that. They used a lot of great contemporary music. It's like Denunzo High School or something. I forget. But
listen, I'm hoping there's some music guy out there, a music supervisor out there for some TV show listening and thinking the same thing.
But that's what I could hear that, and I watch almost everything, so I do know my shows. And Betty Jo, who knows every movie score ever written, because she is, Betty Jo Tucker, is the aficionado of music. We could all back her on a game show for trivia.
All right.
But she's terrific, and but I could see that. I kept thinking that the whole time, like a Miley Cyrus show, I could see it in the background of something like that, or any of the MTV shows that they have, all these teen shows. Now, or as I call them, teen, they all look like adults in their 20s. But so it's interesting now. So you've been doing this and keeping this going all along. And where do you see yourself going with it?
Ideally, you know, I think it's exactly what you're talking about. It's getting songs placed in TV shows and in film. Things like that would be wonderful, getting some kind of publishing deal so that I can, you know, continue to be writing actively and be able to support myself solely through songwriting. I mean,
that's when he says solely through, he is, Rob, for those of you who aren't in the business, he is a performer, so he does make a living at performing. But
oh, yeah, just, absolutely.
This is so I don't want to say that, you know, this is his part-time thing. This is his full-time passion and his
absolutely.
Bliss that he's following, but he is a full-time performer. As well.
I am a full-time performer. That's right. I perform.
But you would rather just do this. If you had your choice between acting and singing.
I think if I could only do one thing, it would be to be a singer-songwriter.
Ooh, I put you on the spot. We have a caller from 718. Hello?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This my name is Nancy Schlick and I'm Rob's mom.
Oh, well, here we go.
So now we've had the stepmom and the mom.
Okay, we've had the day for the moms. Boy, you have built-in bringers. I love this.
Absolutely.
And how do you find his music, ma'am?
I find, as a classical musician, I find his music wonderful. So, you know, it's not generally what I listen to, but I find his songs, I think he's just a wonderful composer, and he's a wonderful musician. I wish I were as good a musician as Rob.
Oh, wow. What a compliment indeed.
My mom is being modest. My mother is a wonderful piano player and, in fact, was my first piano teacher.
Wow. I only wish
and I have to add, and I must add that I wasn't successful at it. Yeah, first piano teacher. It wasn't very long that I realized he really needed a teacher who could into his talents. I'm not a good teacher. I am a good musician, but I'm not a good teacher. But he's just really such a wonderful musician. I am so delighted in what he's been doing.
Oh, well, that's great. And would you highly recommend his CD to people?
Oh, not only would I have.
Oh, that's terrific. All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
My keyboard's all amok here. Rob, I'm sorry. I'm having a...
That's okay.
I have a thing. I'm going to... Come on. Okay. My keyboard is doing things. I have no... I must have leaned on something.
That's okay.
Well,
and I'm just... Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? Oh, there we go. I got it back.
Well, what I'd like to add is that everyone should buy his CD. People should come to where he and...
Oh, where are you performing
perform.
Next, Rob? Very, very, very important.
Okay, the Hillary Step. Yeah, the Hillary Step is performing on, I believe it is September 30th, I think. Let me check that. September 30th at 8 p.m. at Kenny's Castaways, which is
down
in the West
Kenny's
Village.
Oh, I love Kenny's. And for those of you who don't know, it's on Bleecker Street, and Kenny's is home to some of the most famous musicians have come through there.
I believe
everyone from Bob Dylan, that's the whole birth of the music industry was on that block, from Bob Dylan to Lily Tomlin to, so you're
wow.
in good company there. Yes.
Wow.
Excellent
well,
company.
Everyone who's listening should go and hear them. They're great. And also, when I see you again, Rob, I'll tell you what my favorite song is, which you probably know.
Well, it wouldn't be Tell Me That You Love Me by any chance, would it?
No.
Mom, the answer is yes, because that's what I'm playing next.
Well, that's all right. Every one of them is, you know, there is marvelously good, and then tremendously marvelously good, and then exquisitely marvelously good. Those
all
are
right.
How I would
thank
Rob
you, Mom.
Song.
We're in our last 3 minutes, and I'm sure he would like to tell you that he loves you right now. Thank you for calling in, Mom. Here we
thank
go.
You.
Nancy, you're actually playing
I'm
What Are We Waiting For
Again?
This is the song you've been waiting for?
No, no, this is, you're playing What Are We Waiting For Again.
Oh, I am? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my. Tell me that
That's
you love
okay.
me. All right, hold on. I can do this.
You just love that one.
I just love that, but you know what happened on my soundboard? I was told you I was having problems with that, and that's what it did. But I think I can cheat and play this. Let me see if I can do it this. All right, Rob. We're down to our last 2 minutes. Is this Tell Me
All
That
right.
You Love Me?
This is Tell Me You Love Me.
Well, Rob, I'll tell you that I love having you as a guest today. We're down to our last 2 minutes, so I'm going to play you out on this. Go to www.thehillarysteps.com.
Thanks,
you,
Nancy.
Rob. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
A guest.
My pleasure.
What a great guest, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tell Me That You Love Me. Go get their CD, Note to Self, The Hillary Step. Awesome group. Check them out at Kenny's Castaway on the 30th. Go to their website for any other information, thehillarysteps.com. Ladies and gentlemen, be on the positive look for this group. Love them.
Then you said, baby, let's give love a try. Then when the clock struck 10,
dedicated to Alison Grahams, author of The Man Translator. Get all her books. Awesome. Thank you, Alison Grahams, for recommending these guests. They were terrific. All right, everyone. Have fun.